In studying the history of the Laurentians, every novice learns that the original charter of our order includes a special mandate regarding the Antichrist, enjoining us to be in the vanguard in our vigilance. We're to know before all others that the Antichrist is among us, and we're to suppress or destroy him if that should prove to be possible. At the time the mandate was written, of course, it was taken for granted that the identity of the Antichrist was a settled matter. It was Luther and his hellish company. As this confident understanding gradually became unfocused, the Laurentians began to argue among themselves about the means by which the mandate was to be fulfilled. If we were to be vigilant, what were we supposed to be vigilant for? By the middle of the 17th century, everyone in Europe had heard so many people accused of being the Antichrist that they were heartily sick of the whole subject, and speculation along those lines became more or less what it is today, the domain of religious cranks, except among the Laurentians, who quietly developed their own distinctive and unsanctioned Antichrist theology. The Antichrist comes to us from a prophecy of John, who wrote in his first letter, "Children, it is the final hour. You've been told that the Antichrist is coming, and now not one but a multitude of Antichrists have appeared, so there can be no doubt whatever that the final hour is upon us." When this final hour failed to arrive during the lifetime of John's contemporaries, Christians of each succeeding generation looked for signs of the Antichrist in their own era. At first, they looked for persecutors of the church, preeminently Nero, who was expected to return from the dead to continue his war against Christ. When Roman persecution became a thing of the past, the Antichrist degenerated into a sort of folktale monster, a huge, bloody-eyed, donkey-eared, iron-toothed boogeyman. As the Middle Ages wore on and more people became disgusted with ecclesiastical corruption, the papacy itself began to be identified as the Antichrist. Finally, popes and reformers spent a century belaboring each other with the bad name. When the Laurentians, with their special mandate, began to rethink the matter in the centuries that followed, they went all the way back to fundamentals and took note of the fact that prophecies are seldom literal predictions of future events. Often, they're not even recognized as prophecies until they're fulfilled. Numerous examples of this occur in the New Testament, where events in the life of Jesus are described as fulfilling ancient prophecies that were not necessarily understood as prophecies by those who enunciated them. Laurentian theologians reasoned this way. If prophecies about Christ must wait upon their fulfillment to be understood, why shouldn't the same be true of prophecies about Antichrist? In other words, we can't really know what John was talking about until it actually happens. So the Antichrist is almost certain to be different from whatever we imagine him to be. If someone tells you that Saddam Hussein is the Antichrist, and he has in fact been nominated for that honor, you're absolutely right to laugh. The Antichrist isn't going to be a worse sort of Hitler or Stalin, because worse than them will just be more of the same in a higher degree. 60 million murdered instead of 6 million. If you're going to be on guard against the Antichrist and not just some ordinary villain, you have to be on guard against someone of an entirely new order of dangerousness. And that's where things stand at the end of the second millennium. But not exactly. This is just the official word, and the impression you get on receiving it in the Laurentian novitiate is that the Antichrist thing is a dead issue and has been so for nearly two centuries. What I now learned from Father Lolfre was that this impression is a false one, engendered as a deliberate policy in the novices, primarily to forestall babbling that could end up as an embarrassing story in the sensationalist press. The policy works. Among the peasantry of the order, the subject of the Antichrist never comes up. At the topmost levels, however, a discreet watch is still kept. Very occasionally, maybe once in 50 years, a worrisome individual pops up, and someone from the order is sent out to have a look. Someone like me. Someone exactly like me.